Part 2. Part 2.
You will hear three conversations. Listen to the conversations and answer the questions. Put a circle round the letter of the correct answer. You will hear each conversation twice. Look at the questions for conversation 1.
Conversation 1.
I'm so sorry I'm late, Pete. It's been a nightmare of a journey.
That's okay. I expected the flight to be delayed because of the bad weather.
We weren't late. In fact, the tailwind meant that we landed a few minutes early.
Don't tell me your luggage got lost.
No, and before you say it, I only left my bag on the plane once, you know. You'll never let me forget that, will you? I have to confess, I did something just as silly, though.
Why? What happened?
Well, I got to passport control, and to my horror, I realized that my passport wasn't in my bag. I was in a complete panic. I searched everywhere for it, but couldn't find it.
So what happened?
Well, I couldn't get through passport control, and a security guard put me in an office. I sat there for half an hour, feeling very unhappy. Eventually, the security guard came back with my passport in his hand. I had left it on the plane.
Wow, you were lucky they found it. Let's get you home now. You must be exhausted.
I'm fine. I'm just glad the nightmare's over. Let's go for a drink in town. I'm so sorry I'm late, Pete. It's been a nightmare of a journey.
That's okay. I expected the flight to be delayed because of the bad weather.
We weren't late. In fact, the tailwind meant that we landed a few minutes early.
Don't tell me your luggage got lost.
No, and before you say it, I only left my bag on the plane once, you know. You'll never let me forget that, will you? I have to confess, I did something just as silly, though.
Why? What happened?
Well, I got to passport control, and to my horror, I realized that my passport wasn't in my bag. I was in a complete panic. I searched everywhere for it, but couldn't find it.
So what happened?
Well, I couldn't get through passport control, and a security guard put me in an office. I sat there for half an hour, feeling very unhappy. Eventually, the security guard came back with my passport in his hand. I had left it on the plane.
Wow, you were lucky they found it. Let's get you home now. You must be exhausted.
I'm fine. I'm just glad the nightmare's over. Let's go for a drink in town.
Now, look at the questions for conversation 2.
Conversation 2. So, have you thought about where we might go?
I haven't had much chance. This Sanderson project has been taking up so much of my time lately.
Aren't you meant to hand in your proposal by tomorrow at the latest?
Yes, that's why I'm so stressed about it.
I wouldn't want to be in your shoes. Listen, I thought maybe a trip to the coast might be fun. It will make a change from going into the city centre.
That does sound nice. We aren't taking husbands and wives with us, though, are we? I could do with an evening away from the family, to be honest. And then Jim can look after the kids, and I won't have to get a babysitter.
Good idea. I'll arrange everything and tell Paul and Sue in accounts, too.
Okay, I'd better get back to my work. Do you fancy lunch in that new cafe over the road later?
That sounds good. So, have you thought about where we might go?
I haven't had much chance. This Sanderson project has been taking up so much of my time lately.
Aren't you meant to hand in your proposal by tomorrow at the latest?
Yes, that's why I'm so stressed about it.
I wouldn't want to be in your shoes. Listen, I thought maybe a trip to the coast might be fun. It will make a change from going into the city centre.
That does sound nice. We aren't taking husbands and wives with us, though, are we? I could do with an evening away from the family, to be honest. And then Jim can look after the kids, and I won't have to get a babysitter.
Good idea. I'll arrange everything and tell Paul and Sue in accounts too.
Okay, I'd better get back to my work. Do you fancy lunch in that new cafe over the road later?
That sounds good.
Now, look at the questions for conversation 3.
Conversation 3.
How did it go today, John?
Oh, it was terrible. I didn't know where to find anything. I actually got lost twice. It's such a big place.
Well, you are used to working in a small office. I told you you'd miss that.
I know, but I felt so confident after doing well in the interview. And the boss seems to be a good man, but I think he's going to expect far too much of me. I wish I understood how their system works.
You know what I think about you leaving a job that you were so good at. But you've changed direction now and you'll have to learn to live with it. You should talk to your new boss. I'm sure that he'll understand that you need help to settle in.
Maybe I shouldn't have left City Architects after all. Still, there's no point thinking that now. I'll just have to do my best to settle in as fast as possible.
I know. Let's go out for a meal tonight. It might cheer you up and help you to relax.
Good idea. I can afford to treat us on my new higher salary.
How did it go today, John?
Oh, it was terrible. I didn't know where to find anything. I actually got lost twice. It's such a big place.
Well, you are used to working in a small office. I told you you'd miss that.
I know, but I felt so confident after doing well in the interview. And the boss seems to be a good man, but I think he's going to expect far too much of me. I wish I understood how their system works.
You know what I think about you leaving a job that you were so good at. But you've changed direction now and you'll have to learn to live with it. You should talk to your new boss. I'm sure that he'll understand that you need help to settle in.
Maybe I shouldn't have left City Architects after all. Still, there's no point thinking that now. I'll just have to do my best to settle in as fast as possible.
I know. Let's go out for a meal tonight. It might cheer you up and help you to relax.
Good idea. I can afford to treat us on my new higher salary.
That is the end of part 2.